This is KCUR. For decades, Kansas City's West Bottoms was nearly vacant, but a combination of haunted houses, businesses, and events have brought renewed life and interest to the area. And now, as Kemper Arena is caught between rival development plans, there's a push for a new direction. KCUR's Cody Newell takes us to the heart of the West Bottoms.
The West Bottoms is a curious mix of the old and new, part commercial, part industrial, and part open spaces. Here across from the Livestock Exchange building and just a few blocks from Kemper Arena, I'm looking at a new addition to the area. Right now, it's just a large dirt hole with construction workers laboring in it, but this hole may mark the beginning of a new course for the West Bottoms, apartments and residential development.
But what's the big deal? Why does this building matter? Well, to understand that, you have to know the history of the West Bottoms. After the Great Flood of 1951, this entire area was largely underwater. All the industry that had once thrived in the stockyards and meatpacking plants was gone. Jim Burke described the devastation in a 1951 CBS newscast.
To those of you who have never witnessed a flood and the resultant effects, let me tell you it's a sickening sight. All of the wooden stockyard pens are gone. The area is a sea of filth and muck, which in depth must be at least 12 inches.
In the years following the catastrophic flooding, there wasn't much effort to restore the area. When it was built in 1974, Kemper Arena brought some life back to the Bottoms with the American Royal and other events, but many buildings around the 12th Street Bridge remained vacant. That is, until Full Moon Productions, the company best known for the Edge of Hell haunted house, came into the area in the late 1980s. Full Moon Vice President Amber Arnett Beckwith said there was some skepticism about whether they could be successful or not.
When we moved, it was very interesting because a lot of people said, oh, there's no way, not even a haunted house could make it in the West Bottoms. And, you know, we begged to differ.
Rancher and real estate developer Bill Haw came to the area around the same time, in 1991. He bought the old Livestock Exchange building and a large amount of surrounding land.
It's a luxury that we have much of this area south of 670 under single ownership. It's still almost 30 acres, I guess, of developable land that we will control.
Ha then began courting businesses like Gateway Computers to join him. Livestock Exchange property manager Carrie Amigoni says business owners were hesitant to look at space in the West Bottoms because it had been abandoned for so long.
Initially, it was just getting them to even come look. Not a lot of brokers brought down people, so it had to be word of mouth.
Some businesses have come and gone, but for the most part, the area has flourished. The American Royals World Series of Barbecue and Rodeo draw thousands from around the country. Newer festivals like Boulevardia and Gay Pride KC bring thousands of their own. Though the new festivals and businesses are doing well, residential development has been missing. Artists and business owners have lived in loft spaces in the Bottoms for years, but Bill Haw's new apartment building across from the Livestock Exchange is the first big push to change the area into a neighborhood. Haw has a clear vision of where he wants the West Bottoms to go.
You know, there really haven't been many young families with children moving back to the central core. I think that's an essential part of the transition to rebuilding the core of the city.
Young families? You've got to be kidding.
That's Michael Frisch, program director for UMKC's Urban Planning and Design School. For him, the thought of children running around a historically industrial zone is out of the question.
The main market in the West Bottoms for residential are people who want live-work space, people who have cultural or artistic occupations where they need a big workshop.
Amber Arnett Beckwith is also unsure about people moving into the West Bottoms. She worries that new residents could interfere with existing activities in the area. Her company has even worked with another developer to create a renter disclosure that lays out what new tenants should expect.
I understand. There's trains, planes, and automobiles, and werewolves, and those things aren't going to go away.
Though it's probably safe to say the haunted houses and First Friday antique stores are here to stay for the foreseeable future, the fate of Kemper Arena is much less clear. The American Royal, which declined to comment for this report, wants to demolish the arena and build a smaller facility. A rival privately funded plan from developer Fouch Brothers would repurpose Kemper for youth sports tournaments. The city will pick between the two plans this fall. Regardless of how they choose, Bill Haw's apartments move forward. For KCUR News, I'm Cody Newell.